How are you doing, you wonderful patrons? Scott here for a really quick little audio update regarding these audio updates. Kind of a meta one this time around. Basically, I have finally enabled the option for these audio updates to be available in an RSS feed format. What that means is that you can take a link that was generated, we'll get to that in a second, and put that into something like iTunes or another podcast app or just an RSS feed catcher, and you should be able to get updates. You essentially subscribe to these audio updates for free, obviously, but it just allows you to listen to them on a platform, on a device, on an app that you prefer instead of always having to come to Patreon to listen to them. So hopefully it's a little bit more convenient for some of you guys. I know that sometimes having to always go to Patreon to listen to these updates can be kind of a hassle, so that's why I went through and enabled it. It's been an option on Patreon for ages, but yeah, like I said, I didn't think anyone would use it. Might as well turn it on anyway, in case it helps some of you guys out. So the way that it works is that hopefully Patreon sent each one of you a one-time only email with the link to the RSS feed in it. If you've never used an RSS feed before, it might be a little bit confusing because when you click on that link, you get a web page that looks like an endless wall of text that means nothing. So don't freak out over that. What you have to do is take that link and put it into something like iTunes or a podcast app of your choosing, and then all of the audio updates will show up normally as they would if it was just a podcast that you were listening to. So for example, if you're an iTunes user like me, you can go to File and then Subscribe to Podcast. It'll ask you to paste in a link. You'll paste in the link from the email that Patreon hopefully sent you, and then all of the audio updates, the new ones and the old ones, will be there right in iTunes for you to listen to at any time. So you don't always have to come to Patreon. And it should be a fairly similar process with other podcast apps or RSS feed catchers that you use if you're a person that uses that kind of stuff. So go ahead and check your email. There should be a link in there for the RSS feed. I say should because weirdly, Patreon didn't think to give the creators themselves an email to kind of see how it looks so I can walk you through the process. I feel like that would be convenient, but either way, hopefully it's there, and hopefully it helps you listen to these audio updates more easily and more enjoyably so you don't have to jump through hoops. All right, thanks, guys. See you in the next one. Bye-bye.